Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. Today, I would like to provide you an update on the planned introduction of new vehicles to our county fleet. As you know, we have 230 vehicles approximately in the county. And recently, we did a needs assessment and found out that 52% of those vehicles were over 10 years old. Many of the vehicles were rotted with rotted rocker panels, rust, and had other mechanical issues. We embarked into a assessment in February of this year and March. In July of this year, we did a budget for approval of replacement vehicles. And in September, we did an RFP that was submitted and returned for purchase of new vehicles. Those RFP results, we had five dealerships that submitted bid packages covering 21 base vehicle selections. Those were Winter Ford Incorporated, IG Burton and Company Incorporated, Herdrick Fleet Services Incorporated, Mall Chevrolet, and Bayshore Ford Truck Sales. Our vehicle selection considerations for the bids RFP process include ergonomics, driving conditions, and workspace for the occupants of the vehicles. We took into consideration things like weapons belts, width of driver compartments, the workspace needs for drawings, computer equipment, communications equipment, as well as ground clearance for some of our folks who are driving on country roads, and looked at road conditions, whether we need four-wheel or front-wheel drive. We looked at the comfort for the employee. Our average employee gets in and out of the vehicle about 7.8 times a shift, with some folks driving over 150 miles a day. We also looked at safety. All these vehicles will be equipped with visibility and comfort supporting items, including Bluetooth and speed control. So this is results of our bid overview. Of those dealerships, Winter Ford, Chevy Mall, Bayshore Ford, and Herdrick Fleet Services had won bids for these selections of vehicles. Our next step is to finalize priorities with purchases with the county administrator and finance director, and meet with the area managers and finalize vehicle purchases this month. Thank you. Any questions?
Just how many reaffirm the number of vehicles that are about to be purchased?
We're looking at approximately 40 vehicles total. Okay. 20 on the general services, general fleet, and about 20 within environmental services.
And then I know you mentioned 230, so that's in half, more, a little bit over half are to your a point are in need of help,
Yes.
Slash replacement.
Yes.
So which means that's 120 vehicles.
Yes, so this is about one-sixth the purchase of our fleet, and will have to be an ongoing project as we move forward to kind of eliminate some of those older vehicles from our service.
So to get up to speed, how many years of doing this are we going to need to do this?
Right now, I would project three, perhaps four, before we can be on top of it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
More questions, Mr. Cole?
Yeah, now I see all these different dealerships.
Yes.
I mean, was the different, is there any advantage to, like, just like with one dealer, do we have dealer service when we buy a vehicle from Winter Ford? Do we have to take that? Is there a requirement or anything, or is it suggested we take that back to Winter Ford
for service? A lot of routine services maintenance is we can do in house. The delivery costs are incorporated into their bid, so we don't have to pay any money to actually have them delivered to
us. Right.
And warranty work. There could be some consideration for that, but basically, these individuals produce the lowest price for that model vehicle.
Well, every time when I do buy it, something new, I try to take it back to the dealer because these new vehicles are so sophisticated. I mean, do we have the sophistication in our maintenance to work on these newer vehicles? Because I know by taking them back to dealerships, we do get, you know, recommended factory maintenance. Yeah. And are we doing all? I mean, I'm just curious because a 10-year-old vehicle nowadays, I don't think is an old vehicle, and I think most of the stuff produced nowadays, 10 years is an average, if not more. So it doesn't worry me that the county has 10-year-old Suburbans. I got a 14-year-old Suburban; it runs like a top.
It's not only the years, it's the mileage of some of these vehicles as well. And for all warranty work, yes, I mean, the dealership would be doing that. Maintenance work, oil changes, tire rotations, and things of that nature, we would do that locally.
I know what you're talking about, George.
Wilson.
what George told me is a guarantee, probably.
Well, if we do it,
the same service, right?
Right. If we work on it ourselves, it may hurt any kind of
the guarantee probably
warranties and stuff like that. Like right, Sam? Right.
Right.
Question.
Just one other one. I know that again, this is your world, and so which is an important one because we obviously have a lot of staff and employees that need to be safe and don't have to have the perfect cars out there at the same time because we have to be responsible. But in the end, I know that we do have an older, dilapidated in some ways, I've seen them, fleet. So to that point, does it make any sense to have extended warranties on any of these because of the long-term maintenance? I mean, is there an advantage or disadvantage if we were to consider doing any extended, like I go buy a car, they're going to try to sell me an extended warranty, right, up to a certain amount of mileage, and they kind of take care of everything. Does that make any sense?
Right now, there's two sets of thought on extended warranties. I've looked at that initially and think that it makes more sense to rotate the fleet, whereas we have a maximum mileage limit that we put that vehicle back on the open market and resell it and then buy so that we get the lowest cost per mile of that vehicle. Instead of running maybe a vehicle to 180,000 miles, while we have all that cost from the 120 to 180,000 miles as far as repair and maintenance cost, that we perhaps unload it when it can still get good value on the open market. So okay. I think that's our best pathway to savings.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Mr. Wilson.
Can I ask why?
Yes.
Why are we driving 150 miles a day?
Our building code individuals and some of our assessment inspectors.
And who's doing this? Assessments inspectors?
Yes.
Okay. Are they driving these cars home?
I can't answer that question. In some cases they are take-home vehicles. In some cases there aren't.
That's what we decided here 8 years ago, that they wasn't driving these cars home.
It's a department by department, case by case basis, depending on the department's workflow. Some of our inspectors do take their vehicles home because they don't come to Georgetown every day to get their paperwork. They get a week's worth of work and they go out on the road and do their work. Others have to come to Georgetown for the paperwork, so they do not have take-home vehicles. They drive their personal vehicles to Georgetown and then during the work hours drive county vehicles.
Well, I was just going by what we made a vote on here on the council, that they didn't need to take these vehicles home. I understand your answer very well. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. More questions to council?
I have a little bit of a question. I'm assuming these car makers are traditionally Ford, Chevrolet, the companies that we think are American-made. Is that a requirement or is that?
No, it's not a requirement.
Okay.
We had done in the RFP process is put vehicle specifications out, and any maker model could have submitted a bid that met those specifications.
We could have bought Hondas or
If Honda had a vehicle that met that specification and bid on the process, absolutely.
Right, okay. But the fact that some of them or last longer or doesn't really come into the figure that you look at. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Obviously we're looking at getting the lowest price per miles driven for that vehicle. And some vehicles may last longer, some vehicles may have a maintenance cost that is smaller than others at a certain interval after 100,000 miles, 200,000 mm-hmm. miles, et cetera. But again, I think that our best bet moving forward is to look at our operational usage of the vehicles, the resale market, and then turn these vehicles over when we mm-hmm. can get a decent price back out of them to reinvest back into the new fleet.
Well, I'm glad you do that. Thank you. That's great.
Thank you.
More questions to council? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Medlarge, you've got quite a few things today.
Mr. President, good morning. Good morning, council. We have a number of items on the agenda today for the engineering department.